University of Montana wide receiver Reese Carlson had a promising future in Missoula a few years back, playing football for an FCS power. The Grizz have won 19 conference titles and two national championships in D1A in 1995 and 2001. They were the most successful college football program in the country at any level in the 2000s. But after his sophomore season, Reese felt the prompting of God to leave the program and pursue pastoral ministry. How's it going today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show you help to sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us at the all-new designed WWIV.com. You can podcast the show, you can download it, and you can give right there quickly, safely, and securely to keep Sports and Commentary on the air. Reese Carlson's a full-time youth pastor now near his hometown of Gig Harbor, Washington, and he's back on S&C today to continue his incredible story. All right, last time we talked about how you got from Gig Harbor, the Seattle, Washington area around Tacoma to Missoula, playing for Montana. You're hundreds of miles from home that freshman year. What was that like for you, trying to adjust to campus life and contributing to the football team?
Yeah, to be honest, the first couple months especially were really hard for me. I got there and, you know, didn't know anyone. You know, my roommate, met him, the day he moved into our dorm with me. And so, just random roommate, who we ended up being great friends, but yeah, being a couple hundred miles away from home and not having any, you know, contacts, was difficult. And I remember especially one of the difficult parts for me was being, you know, a young follower of Jesus and trying to figure out how I was going to do this at a big football program. And so I remember especially the first couple weeks just feeling a kind of a sense of loneliness and trying to figure out how I'm going to find my way. And, you know, I'm sure like many young guys do entering into a college football program. And so that was really hard. So, I mean, one of the things that I just ended up doing was plugging in right away with Fellowship of Christian Athletes at University of Montana, and just getting finding like-minded Christian men who wanted to play, you know, big-time college football, but are also really serious about their faith. And so that was a huge just kind of stepping stone for me. And I think it's true for any college kid, sports or not, that when you get to college, you have a decision to make pretty soon, whether or not you're going to live out your faith and, you know, get into a Christian community, or kind of just drop in with the rest of the crowd and do the things that come with college that aren't necessarily glorifying to God. And so really quickly, I tried to plug in to a place where I could grow in my faith. And so that was one of the things that really set a good foundation for me right when I got to University of Montana.
Good, good, good. So your sophomore year, I think sophomore academic year there, you make your first start, and it's on national TV, ESPN, 2015. You go up against perennial power at home, NDSU, North Dakota State U, and Carson Wentz quarterbacking for the Bison. And you make some big catches, 4th and 10, a 31-yard reception to keep a drive alive, and you guys score with, what, 2 seconds left to beat NDSU on national television. Tell me about that game.
Yeah, so that was, the power North Dakota State. It was, you know, they were 4 times in a row national champions for Division I AA, so they were just certainly the team. You would think in Alabama or Clemson, if you're thinking SBS, just the team that every single year Reed Lowe's with great players. And so they ended up coming into our place. And the way that the season worked out, for whatever reason, our game was an early game. It was August 28th or 29th. And so it was the first game of college football for, I believe, any level. And so what ended up happening was it was an ESPN nationally televised game, you know, with Brent Musburger and Jesse Palmer calling the game. And so it's kind of the kickoff to the college football season. And so that week there was a lot of kind of just ups and downs. There were a bunch of forest fires going on in Montana. And so there were talks of, are we even going to play this game? I mean, people are saying it was unsafe to go outside at all to breathe smoke, let alone running around and doing athletic activity. And so we were kind of thinking, is this game even going to happen? And then sure enough, it ends up happening. And the story is, you know, from the offense perspective and meetings going in, you know, we're not hearing much about North Dakota State's offense. I mean, someone's, you know, we've heard people say, yeah, they got a really great quarterback, but we're not thinking like, you know, this guy's going to be the number two overall pick in the NFL draft. Like, none of us, I don't think, knew that at that point. But we certainly knew that this was the number one team in the nation and that it was going to be nationally televised. And so, yeah, the game definitely came down to the last couple seconds. And, you know, for me personally, it was the very first game I ever played in college. And so to be on that stage against that good of a team and to actually end up coming out on top just certainly felt like everything you dream of as a little kid growing up, to be able to play in the big game on TV and, you know, being the underdog and ending up beating the number one team in the nation was a pretty cool way to start my college career,
I guess. Reese Carlson, the former Montana Grizz wide receiver, and just about the time you're making an impact on the football team, God was speaking to you about something different in your life, a different direction. And we've got to wait on that for our next sports and commentary, Reese. So let's get you back here on a future show if we can. I appreciate you stopping by again today. God bless you.
All right. Thanks, Greg.